Holding this. Let's see.
You never prepare. Listen. I want to talk about this. Because you always make it seem like we're unprepared.
I don't know what we're talking about. Because if we wait till time, I'm going to be not prepared. You should wait till a time where we're not ready.
No, I want to be recorded for people to know. Like, John is never prepared.
Okay.
He's always doing 16,000 things at once. And you suck.
All right. Thank you.
He said you suck.
Welcome back to another episode of Studio 4. We listen to everything so you don't have to. One of your hosts, John Robinson, joined by Sarah J.
What up?
Manny Fontaine.
Somebody knocking on the door, did you?
No, they're working next door.
Oh, okay, thanks for that. Sorry. I was thinking to start coming with What's Groovy. Should I do that or should I just stick with my yes, sir? How do you guys feel about
whatever
that?
You want to put on a t-shirt.
Groovy.
Sorry. All right, there we go. And today we're talking grateful. Oh. A list of Twister's Crook County already.
Me too. Yep. He had a song with YP that was dope.
Before we recorded, me and Fonte were talking about albums we've listened to in this short period of time.
He tried to flex with me, and he's definitely out of shape.
Grateful is the 10th studio album by DJ Khaled. Oh, goodness. I'm going to handle all this real quick. It features shit.
Are you really gonna name these off?
Come on, yeah. Just say everybody.
No, we're doing this.
Quavo, I could do it a little bit for you.
No, you can't. Future, Travis Scott, Rick Ross, Migos, Chance the Rapper, Nicki Minaj, Kodak Black, Alicia Keys, Beyonce, Jay-Z, Justin Bieber, Lil Wayne, 2 Chainz, Drake, Rihanna, SZA, Mavado, Nas, Calvin Harris, and Betty Wright, among others.
The show is over, guys. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Singles, Shining, I'm the One, To the Max, Wild Thoughts.
What's the best single?
I think Shining. I'm gonna do it this way. My favorite single is Shining. I think the best song is probably Wild Thoughts.
I don't care what the people react. I said what was the best.
I said my favorite was what it was. All right. Production was from Calvin Harris, Kool & Dre, Donja, DJ Nasty, LMV, Quavo, Southside, Metro Boomin, and tons others. We're not going to get into all that because we just can't. I'm going to kick this off with, I'm disappointed in the side. I'm disappointed.
Hey.
No, I'm sorry.
He was forced into this. All he was doing, he's done so far has been born.
Has that baby cried yet?
Yeah, Justin Bieber held him and he cried.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, he can feel the evil. That's what's up.
Babies can sense evil.
Sarah, that sounds like Nazi talk. Nazi said, I was just doing my orders. I'm not trying, because if this was hot, then y'all would have given Assad credit. No, Assad should have sent back them Drake vocals. Assad should have told Nas, your verse sounds like it's to a different song.
Listen, I think y'all too hard on that To the Max. I actually like that shit.
Oh, you know what? I enjoyed To the Max more on this album because it felt like it was longer. Like he had, in the beginning, when the song dropped, it just seemed like Drake had like 4 bars and that was it. But it was a little bit more to it. So, you know.
Yeah, I get you.
I don't know why we waited for why he was waiting forever for those, but you know.
Is Drake vocals coming? Yeah.
There we go. It's a good Khaled. Good Khaled. But so we grew up in an era where we had movie soundtracks, right?
Yeah.
We don't have that no more. So Khaled, these couple of albums have been like the soundtrack to the summer. Now, I enjoyed Major Key.
Yeah,
you enjoyed it more than us, but yeah. I thought it was decent, right?
That was his best album.
It is.
By far, right?
I think.
10 studio albums, I don't even know what the fuck DJ Khaled does.
You know he don't.
DJ Khaled goes, we the best.
There we go.
Major Key alert.
Major Key. Get the bag.
Okay.
And then he tells Assad that he loves him.
Yeah.
Yes. All right.
I love you. You're the best. I'm going to buy a school for you.
You'll be a mogul.
You're going to be a mogul. I just want a billion. I don't know why.
I feel bad for whoever, if they have another child. You're not going to keep that same energy,
no.
Khaled.
Khaled, I can tell you how Khaled. I don't want to have another child because I want to spread my love.
I don't want to spread my love.
Between 2 kids. Yeah. I couldn't imagine trying to love another child as much as I love Assad.
Assad. All right, look. So
I told Melissa in the car that I dedicated I Love You So Much with Chance the Rapper to her. She was like, huh? Why?
That song was the trash.
Let's start there. We don't play music like we used to, but we're going to play a little bit of this. Only because This was full Sesame Street. This was, I'm sorry, y'all. I was
so disappointed by Chance.
I love Chance, but this shit, when they got to singing, where is it? Did I miss it? Did I skip the eight? Here we go. I was perfect.
Right there.
Right here, when I just saw a bunch of Muppets.
doing the Harlem Shake. I could just see that the Muppets doing the Harlem Shake on this.
I said, what are we doing?
You know what he should have did? He should have left that song off of the album and then like did like a side thing with it. Like, oh, this is the song that Khaled did for Assad or something like that.
You listen, you're going to do this shit, you might as well get Blue on here.
No, if you was going to do this shit, you should have said, the album, I'm coming out with a new album. It says, it's the album, name of the album is A is for Assad.
There we go.
And then we would have nothing but children's songs because who else can rock to this?
Did Chance the Rapper get paid for this shit?
I'm pretty sure he did.
How?
I'm pretty sure he didn't do it for free.
Why the fuck would you? You might as well just get me to do this.
Yeah, if I'm going to sell my soul, I'm going to get a price because that's what you sound like Chance did on this. I'm like, you made a song. I mean, yes, on the hook, you were like, hey, me and my papa, me and my daughter, blah, 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 we rocking. But this is an Assad anthem here.
And it was just trash, though. It was like a waste of time. It's a song that you come with in the shower and you realize it's shit and you're just so in love with your kid and just. It seemed like it never happened. Like,
look, when you have a kid and you got to listen to all these corny songs, you just deal with it.
Yeah, it sounds like a corny song that would come on before like a TV show or something like that. Like a little child.
Oh, it's the Assad Hour. Yeah. A, B, C, do, do, do. 1, 2.
There we go.
Little feet bouncing.
I remember one of my friends was so annoyed because his sister would play like some kind of kids songs in the car while they drove around, and he said, I don't know what the fuck she was playing. The ants go thump 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 thump, and like the kid loved it, and I was like, what the fuck is this? And then she's like, oh my god, my daughter loves this. So it's like, you, when you have kids,
when you just get to
you just deal with
world.
It
and all that is pointless because our parents didn't have no songs specifically made for their asses, and they came out pretty good. Now we got a generation just catering second little kid dicks.
Gentlemen Friday.
Wow. Can we talk about other songs now?
Yeah. Let's get it. This song was just extreme trash.
All right, look, I think once
what
you get,
the French like to call hot garbage.
I think once you get past the singles,
there's nothing.
No.
There's a couple things.
Sorry, there's some funny shit on here. Let's not forget that the Major Bag Alert with Migos is funny only because. What's that dude name? Khaled has an ad lib when he was like Major Bag Alert. Bag. You can just like, why are you just saying bag? I'm like, it just come out the way, it just cracks me up, and probably me only. But
I don't really like his ad libs. I never liked Khaled's ad libs.
No, I always wish I can get every Khaled album without the DJ.
Yeah, like I've never like, yo, I need that Khaled drop in here. Like
DJ Khaled is DJ Clue.
Basically, yeah.
Man, he keep talking over the beat.
I like
and
DJ
shit.
Clue a little bit better. Yeah,
I like DJ Clue better. DJ Woo Kid used to annoy me.
Diddy got the best drops by far. Who? Diddy hype you up. Diddy have you feel like
Diddy made me think like why more rappers weren't having like their guy come in and do the ad libs on it because he made Biggie's album. I was like,
and you need them at you like you rap the ad libs almost before you do the song. Like yes.
Wait, what's that line Jay-Z said? He was like, I'm trying to listen to the music and you keep talking over the beat like Clue.
Oh, what song was that?
That was on Volume 2, I think. It was on... You know what?
I forgot about Clue's mixtapes. And I'm not talking about the albums he put out. I forgot about the DJ Clue mixtapes that you used to be able to get at the mall or some shit like that.
Those are the best, though. You remember the mixtapes?
But no, he would. He talks a lot on Stick to the Script. Is that one? Let's get back to this app. All right, here's my gripes with it. I understand that this is your quote unquote soundtrack. I don't need people to double, triple up, and quadruple up and quintuple up songs. Like, there's too much Future. There's too much Travis Scott.
Especially
when Khaled said him and Ace Hood are on good terms. Ace didn't want to be on this album. What happened to Kent Jones? What's Kent Jones doing? Yeah. Kent Jones still hot. Y'all not fucking with him right now? Like, there's so many other people like I'd rather hear from.
Man, and you know what's wrong with this one?
Oh, you know what? Go ahead.
Major Key went so well that he overhyped this shit. He overhyped it. Then Shining came out and we just like,
where is Nas's album at? It's done.
I know. First of all, now Nas's album done had me hype for Nas's album. This shit come out, I'm like, you know what, Nas?
That album, first of all, you could tell because what the last album had was All Around Keys, and that I forgot what the song should have been called, but remember Nas says the album is done. So then Khaled named it Nas's album is done instead of naming it, and that's when you like, what the hell? Where's this album?
That was a way better sample they got from too. Yeah, the security. What's it called? What's the song called?
It's this secure. Right here.
It's a sample too, but I'm just like, this sample sucked.
I was looking forward to this. I'm like, how is Nas and Travis Scott gonna collab on the track? But this, it's when you get to it.
It's oh my gosh, it depresses me every time I hear it.
It's just so hard. Yeah, it doesn't hit right. And I said, they don't get this racist oriental shit out of here. Like, what the fuck going on?
Konnichiwa shit. Yeah.
But it sounded like both of them, even Travis Scott, the hook, I'm like, it sounded like this was supposed to be for a different beat. Like, it never connected with the beat you guys had. And I bet you if somebody gets the acapellas, they're going to put that shit to something else. And
you'll love it.
So when we was on last weekend, when we were talking, I said that the Pusha T and Jada Kiss song, Good Man, is dope.
Of course, that's good.
The Fat Joe Raekwon.
I liked it.
I like that
song.
Some
people didn't like it, though.
But, it had nothing to do with Billy Ocean. Let's just be honest.
Yeah, it didn't.
Billy Ocean. But I'm gonna tell y'all the secret best song. Sarah, go ahead.
I was gonna say it's just a song name. That's it.
Look, Billy, come on, you could do some things with Billy Ocean though.
What's the best song?
Khaled would have fucked it up. Do some things with Billy Ocean. Take a Billy Ocean beat. I bet you he would have messed it up.
He would have.
How'd I lose the best song on here? I can't even find it anymore.
Who was the featuring, John? You can figure it out. Every song has a feature.
No, it's the Calvin Harris song. Is it? Oh, I'm mad. Yes, it's Don't Quit. Travis Scott and Jeremiah.
I don't know about that, bro.
No. I'm talking about when you get past everything that's nothing.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, Calvin Harris has found his groove. Shoot, he is killing this.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm feeling like Calvin Harris.
No, Calvin Harris, his energy is great.
His whole groove on that album, that Funk Wave, Volume 1, Wave from Bounce, whatever. Check that out.
Yeah,
that's summertime
is.
Vibes on that album. But everything else, I was, man, too much Rick Ross. I didn't need the double ups. I really didn't.
What about the Big Sean verse? You like the big? Yeah, I was pissed off about that.
I said this on last week's weekly wrap up. Until Big Sean and Kendrick say names, I can't deal with a Genius and Complex. I love you guys, but I can't deal with the video. Is he talking to him? The guy in the Element video looks like Big Sean from Back of the Head. I'm like, no. I can't do it.
You know, I was just thinking about the trashness of this album. Look at
brought a smile to my face.
DJ Khaled, I feel like all DJ albums should only be 10 songs and lower. This 23 shit. Like, fuck you. Like, get out of here, man.
I told you guys, it's a compilation album, and this is where they can get away with it.
Yeah, but I don't want to hear 23. Like, how many was in the last one? Probably 17, 16, maybe?
I don't know. I mean, well, you know,
it might be 20. You know what?
Before we get too in trouble, a side talk is only 16 seconds, and interlude is 52 seconds. I knew from that intro that I wasn't going to be this one going to be one of my favorites. I thought the intro took too long, though. I'm so grateful.
Man, I knew from the interviews.
Oh shit!
DJ Khaled interviews are so trash, yo. Like they just—I
knew when Jay-Z's album was coming out June 3rd. This didn't have a chance. So
June 30th. The last one has 16 tracks.
There we go.
The 23. He kept it nice. He kept it a little bit tighter.
And that was good. That was really good.
These artists don't need to have all these tracks on their albums. And period, man, just get to the point. Jay-Z album, 10 tracks. Great.
Man, that was the best. Like, we're getting right, started on that right now.
Yeah, Lee, y'all.
All right, let's get it. Wrap it up, B. Shit.
Wrap it up. Yeah. So, how'd you feel about getting left off of? Oh, man. That shit's still funny to me. I actually like the Alicia Keys and Nicki Minaj song. I'm here for that sample.
Dude, I'm done with this whole album. If we don't wrap this shit up.
All right.
Wrap it up, B.
Okay. Nobody knows.
It was a good song, but I'm just like, I really don't have anything. Like, we already, there's fine points in here, but there's not like, there's probably good, out of 23 songs, there's probably good 7 songs. That's not good.
No.
That's not good at all.
And then I get towards the end of the album. I think once you get to 17 to 20, it feel like you're listening to a Future album or Future. Because, Future's on the last.
Even the Migo track wasn't good, though. Like, it was just like.
Major bag alert.
Yeah, it was just. And I was surprised by that because Migo's just been hitting everything and running. So it's just like, if anything else fails, Migo's got it.
Here's the thing. I think where this album fell apart was. Least last year, he based everything on the Snapchat keys and major keys and major key learn about to do this. What's the theme on this? Was the theme actually grateful? Did everybody just seem like they're grateful on every song?
Everyone's happy that Assad's here. And that he's safe and happy and healthy.
Two out of five. Two out of five then for me.
Yeah, I'm doing two, too.
I'm good for that. I could barely make it through this. Like, honestly, this is like up there with that Young Thug.
And I listened to this day one, and it took me a couple of times to come back to it.
In all fairness, though, I wish we would have just did this like right after it came out, because I feel like we listened to
too many good stuff.
I didn't like it day one.
I wish this is one of the albums where we need to be like, we don't have to listen to this 6-7 times. Let's just do this shit.
I can't get through nothing like this 6 or 7 times.
Hey, real quick. Do you think Wild Thoughts was supposed to feature Drake? Because Rihanna says, keep it black and white like I'm your sister. And Bryson Tiller is not black and white and she's not black and white. And we know Party Next Door wrote that, co-wrote it.
Oh, yeah. Do you really like Wild Thoughts like that?
I think it's a cool song. I wanted to hate it more, dislike it more, but I had to catch myself because this is why. It happened because of the Khaled interview, and he's like, I got this one record I wanted to flip. And he used the wrong word.
You didn't flip it.
You just, it's the same song, dude. You might have made heavier drums or whatever, kicks or whatever.
He should have been more bass in that to make it more hip-hop.
But other than that, you didn't do anything. And then I was like, I get mad for the terminology, but I can't get mad at Khaled for that because Puff did the same thing. He really wasn't doing too much with these samples. He was just, it was the same damn beat.
He put like 808 on it,
And Let's Dance and Been Around the World. Yeah. He just put drums on it. He didn't flip the shit. All right, so we out of here. Look, at Manny Fontaine, at Kicks and Coffee, at one and only, at Studio Flow Pod. Let us know what you think about this.
Lorraine's like, do you really like that Wild Thoughts? I just have to ask this again. I need clarification.
I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight. it's going to bug me.
Because I didn't think Jonathan would like it. I thought Jonathan would be like, no.
I think it's a cool song. It's a good.
Like, people have been trying to convince me of it, and I'll just be like.
No, I'm not going to love it. I'm not going to go to it.
I don't even think Rihanna says anything nasty. Like, I feel
this cookie's for the bacon.
Who was it? Bryson Tiller?
Yeah,
he's nastier than her,
and girls appreciate it for that, so I understand.
Except, but he used a burning metaphor with sex, and I feel like you should keep fire and sex away from each other. He said, "Burn it, cremation." I was like, "To death now? Like, what are we doing?" It's just I didn't like that. All right, until next time, peace.
Peace. Oh, we spent way too much time. DJ Khaled. Please, Khaled, don't pay me or compare me. Unless the said party is a rare breed. The stories I hear, they tend to mirror me. At this point now, rap is only therapy. President Push, I'm more Eric B. I ain't no joke, check out my melody. Felony, 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 that's all they selling me. But 2 million in large bills is billing me. I was on the wrong side of the law. Like Pac was on the wrong side of the car. Like Big at the Soul Train Awards. The moral is all grace been driven. G-Wagons are bulletproof. The ones before me got snatched like bullet tooth. Tony nigga, only one left from the drug era. The jury weighs more in the drug mirror. Yeah. What you see when you look in the mirror, nigga? Yeah, I know who the fuck I am.